The key economic releases affecting fixed income yields. Insights into sectors influencing fixed income securities. How AAM plans to capitalize on these themes for your fixed income portfolio. The Portfolio Fix is a podcast series featuring members of AAM's investment and portfolio management team. We will discuss the timely issues affecting the fixed income investments of our insurance clients.
Today we'll be speaking with Mohammed Ahmed about commercial mortgage-backed securities, but first we wanted to provide our regular update on key economic releases. Marco, last week was relatively light in terms of economic data, yet since our last podcast, the yield on the 10-year bond has risen by 17 basis points. And the twos tens curve is steepened by about the same. So what's driving this?
Well, thanks, Pat. Really what we think is driving this is optimism regarding the U.S.-China trade deal, or at least that the risks of that trade war escalating have been reduced, and also a progress regarding an orderly Brexit. Has really caused resulted in a better overall tone for risk assets. We've seen equity markets move higher. In fact, today the S&P reached an all-time high. Credit spreads have moved tighter. That's really reduced the demand for safe haven assets like U.S. Treasuries, causing their yields to move higher. And rates are higher not only here in the U.S., but outside the U.S. as well. If you look at German 10-year bonds since the start of the month, the yields on 10-year German bonds are up 25 basis points. So a move out of safe haven assets into risk assets is really what's driving the move higher in rates. And again, that's better optimism regarding U.S.-China trade and then an orderly Brexit.
Okay. Well, it's really not what many people were expecting, but we'll take it. So this week, we have a number of important economic releases from and the Fed meets on Wednesday. In our last podcast, we stated that it was imperative to monitor the consumer and to analyze jobs data to determine if the economy was going to continue expanding. So what consumer-related releases are you looking forward to, and what should we expect from the Fed this week?
Sure. And a quick note on the consumer, you know, our opinion is that the strength of the consumer will keep the U.S. economy from falling into a recession. In the near term, we are expecting GDP growth to slow. We'll get GDP numbers on Wednesday. But with respect to the consumer this week, which is a heavy week in terms of economic data, consumer confidence comes out. The expectation is for a slight improvement in the Conference Board Index. Middle of the week, we get personal income and spending, and the expectation there is for a moderate month-over-month increase. And then at the end of the week, the October employment report, obviously very important as we think about the strength of the consumer. We've seen payroll growth slowing, but what we'll be paying close attention to is if companies are reducing the hours worked. That's remained fairly steady, which is a positive. Wages were flat in September, and the expectation is for a moderate increase in wages during the month of October. With respect to the Fed, the futures market today is pricing in around a 92% probability that they cut rates, another 25 basis points. Here at AAM, we expect them to cut rates 25 basis points following their meeting. After which, there's one more meeting for the year in December. The expectation there is there's a chance that the Fed may now take a pause after three rate cuts this year, see how the data flows, and perhaps we see them do nothing at the December meeting.
Okay, and you mentioned the average hours worked. I think that expectations are for 34.4 hours. How far away from that level would we have to be for it to be either disappointing or significantly exceeding expectations, would you say?
Well, I think you would have to, you couldn't look at that number in a vacuum. You'd have to look at it in conjunction with, are we starting to see an increase in unemployment claims or new unemployment claims, which have been relatively stable. So if you see the combination of, you know, rising layoffs, falling hours worked, what that would tell us is that companies are unsure of the future and are starting to reduce their workforce. And that would be problematic in terms of the strength of the consumer going forward.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for that, Marco. We'll keep a close eye on that data and what the Fed does this week and discuss that during our next podcast. So thanks.
Thank you.
Next, I'm joined by Mohammed Ahmed. Welcome, Mohammed.
Hey.
Mo has more than 15 years of experience and has been part of AAM's structured product team for 13 years. Today, Mohammed, you led a discussion of the commercial mortgage-backed security sector. And one of the items that you described in your presentation were the fundamentals of the space. I'm wondering if you might take a minute to describe how loan-to-values, debt service coverage ratios, and default rates are right now.
Sure, Pat. What's happening now right now is we're seeing our loan-to-values that are staying in the mid-50s versus numbers in the 2007-08 crisis. Numbers were in the mid-60s. The stressed LTVs, for instance, loan-to-value, were in the 115% to 118% range, especially since the 2015. Also, we've seen those numbers actually going lower. The average LTVs are much higher, much lower in terms of the metrics itself, and the debt service coverage ratios are actually going up. Debt service coverage ratio is essentially the cash flows that are needed to service the debt. Those are averaging anywhere between high ones, 1.9 to 2.5 times, for the newer deals.
So even at this stage of the credit cycle, even though we're late stage, you're seeing debt service coverage ratios actually improve then?
Yes. The debt service coverage ratios have been improving. That's also part of the reason is actually the cash flows have been improving at these properties, and they actually CMBS really requires growth of 2 to 3%, which is where we are in the if you compare the overall GDP to cash flow growth at these properties. So that's actually good for the CMBS market, and that's continues to chug along for us. And in terms of the subordination levels, also we participate in the AAA space. So the AAA subordination is at 30%, and the worst losses we've seen in the CMBS space was for the 2008 vintage, and that ranged in the 8% range. So
let me back up there for a moment. You said that we only participate in the AAA space of the CMBS market.
Yes.
Okay. So when you say subordination, explain that what that means.
Subordination means, for a $1 billion deal, for instance, a deal for the AAAs to take $1 of losses, it needs to take a total of $300 million of losses on the deal itself. Then your AAA would take $1 of loss. That's where it starts taking losses.
So the greater the amount of subordination, the safer the investment is.
It is. Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
And so how does subordination look relative to the pre-crisis levels?
Yeah, pre-crisis levels, for instance, first thing, at the BBB level, the subordination levels have doubled. They used to have 3.75%. Today, they have more than 7.25%. So that alone is enough to take the losses in the worst vintage we had in 2008, for instance. At the AAA level also, they used to issue what is called the junior AAAs, which used to be between 12 and 14% subordination. So they've gotten rid of that, and the subordination level for the AAA level for the junior AAA at this point is 20%, and the classes we participate in, those are called super seniors, and they have 30% subordination. So
the structure has become safer then since
Yes. The
crisis.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And so one other item in your presentation that I found interesting was on volatility. Maybe you can talk to us a minute about the volatility, specifically the AAA tranche?
Yeah, the AAA tranche actually has been, the volatility-wise, it's been pretty low. It has been trading in a range of about 10 basis points between mid 85 to 95, call it 85 to 95 in terms of to the 10-year. In terms of the spread itself, that's been one of the tighter ranges. It's 10 basis points is I'll take it all day. You know, it's a very narrow range, and it's been because we are in a benign credit environment in the CMBS space itself, we're not seeing spreads move, and it has been less volatile even comparing to some of the other spaces like corporate industrial space also.
Okay, so with the solid credit fundamentals, the benign environment, and the low volatility, does that suggest that we have been increasing our exposure to this sector lately? How has our investment process changed in the last couple of months?
As on a relative value basis, the CMBS space actually still looks attractive versus our comparables. We are adding to places where we can add. One limitation is we are also participating in the single asset, single borrower deals, which are 144As. So that limits our exposure, but our core portfolios, for instance, are maintaining about 12 to 13% for this space.
Okay.
CMBS, yes.
Okay. So before we conclude, we couldn't let you go without without discussing WeWork. Maybe you can tell us if you have any WeWork-related concerns in the CMBS sector.
Flexible space, which WeWork actually has a large market share, about 50% of that market. But the flex space itself, as a percentage of the total overall office inventory out there, is about 2%. And if you get that market share worked in, it's about 1% of the market. So as of now, you're not concerned. And WeWork itself has been paying market rents, and they are able to utilize their space very efficiently. They have occupancy rates about 93% or so. And as of now, as long as they keep the occupancy rates there, we're not concerned.
Okay. Well, thanks for the update on the CMBS sector, Mohammed, and thanks to you for listening to the Portfolio Fix.
Sure.
If you have questions about anything we discussed today, please reach out to your portfolio manager or contact our marketing team at aamcompany.com. That's A as in asset, A as in allocation, M as in management, company.com. During our next podcast, Marco will review the economic data points he spoke about earlier, and we will be joined by a member of Zazoff who will provide an update on the convertible market. We hope you'll join us. Thanks.